Hi, Sheila here, graduate test trainer, language trainer, mentor as well. Today what's going to deal is different kinds of memory. There are three kinds of memory: sensory, short term and long term. Sensory helps like seeing, hearing and smelling. By seeing you remember many things, it goes into picture form in your mind. Hearing in auditory form it goes and you remember the word and you repeat it. And smelling is with the smell you can identify whatever it is, food or flower or fruit, any item in life you have around you. You can store enormous data for a short period. Information remains only for 20 minutes. That is a short-term memory. If there is a problem, there are ways to handle it and there are ways to enhance it and try to make it much better for you. Make the retention far, far better than what you have by helping conscious attention. Whereas the long-term memory has unlimited capacity and stays for long period, stored for long period, and the same way it is presented and facilitated itself by the way it is stored. Brain is lot of gray cells and many areas of the brain have certain work to be done, and when you enhance it by your mental exercises, you will see that part of the brain, the gray cells will develop and it will show as a dense tree or a plant, and the more it is dense, the further or easier it is and it will facilitate you further. There are many mental exercises you have to do to enhance it if you find lacuna in certain areas, like reading, writing, speaking, listening, remembering. And as I told you, there are different types of intelligence and all may not have all the intelligence, but all the same, if it is not innate, you can acquire it by certain mental exercises and who can make it much better for you. Long-term memory storage is helping you to present it and facilitate it by way it is stored or kept. By repetitively learning, you will see the things you learn and will be able to repeat it the way you want it, like the work you do. And the better repetition, the better memory you will get. Writing is more or less resembles or similar to computer saving, and computer and the brain are more or less similar. Like computer has different parts for different work, same way the brain has different parts and different work. And if you don't use it for some time, like it happens to computer, you will have static problem. You will not be able to come down to do the work which is expected from you, but keep working on it, you will see the brain will come back in form and it will facilitate you. The different ways to enhance it, I will come with my next broadcast. This is for your clarity and awareness, because young and adult have the same brain and you have to be aware of it and how to enhance it in case you find certain lacuna in your activities. Thank you. See you in the next podcast.